producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. All right, so, you know, every now and then you hear of a pilot that goes to work drunk, right? You know, and then, you know, people say, oh, yeah, you know, he tried to, you know, fly the plane drunk. Or you hear of drunk drivers, et cetera. It's in all fields, and this is very embarrassing for the medical community. But there's a nurse, we are being told, that had 4 or 5 beers before she scrubbed in for surgery. According to the Boston Globe, authorities showed up to interview Richard Pieri, a Pennsylvania nurse. They asked him if he knew why they were there. He goes, I guess it was something to do with me being drunk on call, according to Nurse Pieri. But Pieri was not only intoxicated while he was on call, they believe he was also under the influence of alcohol when he participated in an emergency appendectomy procedure at the Wilkes-Barre VA Medical Center. Now he faces charges of recklessly endangering another person, driving under the influence, public drunkenness, according to court documents. Security footage shows that the nurse was stumbling through the hospital parking lot late on February 4th on his way to surgery. He walked with an unsteady gait and almost fell, the probable cause affidavit states. His behavior, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs Police Detective Rhodes, was consistent with someone who was under the influence of a controlled substance or alcoholic beverages. Another nurse working, they say that night, told an investigator that Pieri was definitely not himself. He had trouble logging on to his computer. She said he was also upset. She asked, Rick, are you drunk or something? A physician assistant told an investigator that he smelled an alcoholic odor in the operating room. He concluded that the odor was likely emitted from one of the employees inside the room. This is ridiculous. Nurse told the investigators that he visited Mohegan Sun Casino at Pocono Downs on February 4th and drank 4 to 5 beers while playing slots. He said he went home but was paged about the emergency surgery at about 11:30 that night. This is the key, and this is what I want to talk to you guys about. We'll finish with this, though. He admitted that he knew he was not supposed to be a part of the surgery when he was intoxicated, but he claimed he had forgotten he was on call and did not want to have someone else come in. So according to the affidavit, he was responsible for preparing the patient, retrieving the patient, preparing the materials inside the room, documenting the surgery, and monitoring the vitals of the patient throughout the recovery. So if you fall asleep because you're just, that is deadly. The operating room, they said, is filled with complicated equipment that he needs to operate and has several loose wires and cords that can be tripped on or disconnected by somebody with an inability to properly ambulate themselves. Medical staff at the hospital told investigators that he was taking part in the surgery with impaired cognitive ability can create a substantial risk of safety of the patient. We know that. Okay, we don't know who the name of the patient is. To the best of their knowledge, no harm resulted. Patient was fine. Patient had been readmitted with hospital pain after the surgery, but they don't believe it was any of the nurse's actions, just it was possible post-operative type issues. Now the nurse still remains employed by the hospital, but has been relieved of his direct patient care duties. An internal investigation is now on the way. All right, so I remember in medical school, some people who were pretending that they didn't know they were going to be on call. Okay. Most of the time on call, you never left the hospital. You were there for 36 hours straight. So you basically pack your stuff, pack a fresh pair of underwear. If you have time to change your underwear, and you just bring everything in and you just camp out. But in a couple of the rotations, you're able to go and you're able to go home, but be on call such that if there is a surgery or whatever, they can call you in. And most of us lived right by the hospital, et cetera. Well, I remember a couple times our friends had been drinking, and then they got called. And they said, but wait a second, I'm not on call. They go, well, yes, you are. No, I'm not. I'm not on call, and I already had a drink or two. So I guess I can't come down. And I was very proud of them for admitting that they had a drink or two. I hope they weren't doing that on purpose to get out of call. All right? I mean, look, none of us like to be on call. But we, you know, if it's our duty, it's our duty. But I remember that there was some question about, you know, who was on call. The schedule said somebody was there. That person said, no, I swapped out already. They revised the call schedule. Here, everyone's like, okay, well, who's on call? Sorry, I had something to drink. I can't come in. Right, and you can't really bust them because they didn't think they were on call. They're allowed to have a drink or two after a, you know, 12-hour day. It was a 12-hour day. So, if I was directing a medical school, I would, you know, or you know, directing a hospital, I would say, all right, if you're on call, you camp there, okay? All right, and we know before the night shift starts who's on call and who is going to be there. I also would probably suggest, and I know people are going to get really mad at me, but I would suggest breathalyzer tests for all doctors and nurses, and maybe even consider drug testing before surgeries. All right. One, I don't really see a lot of doctors or staff operate intoxicated. Okay, I don't see that. But there is such a push to have our pilots, to have so many of our other professionals out there screened before your life is in their hands, that it's only fair for patients to know that their doctors aren't drunk, that their doctors aren't intoxicated. Why hasn't this been happening? It should be a slam dunk. Because when you start doing drug tests on everybody, there may be a medication that the person's taking. And the medication might be in their system for weeks at a time. What if there's a doctor out there that's taking, diet pills, or taking Xanax, or taking, pain pills? All right? The doctor's allowed to take a medication. He's allowed to be a human being to take a medication. So, took it the day before. It's, you know, quote unquote out of his system, even though it's technically not, but he's not impaired by it. He goes into work the next day after a good night's sleep, is ready to operate. Somebody does a test on him and they see that's circulating in his blood from a while back. Logistically, it could be impossible. So that's something we need to talk about. You know, what should we be mandating our nurses and doctors have before they operate? 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive. She's dying.
Right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Rihanna writes, this I got a while back, and I already answered her, but it's kind of relevant to what we're talking about. She goes, which prescriptions clear you from a drug test? My work says any positive results need to be confirmed by a prescription. But she says it doesn't go into detail, positive for what? Well, okay, what do most drug tests test for? Most drug tests test for marijuana. They test for amphetamines. They test for hallucinogens like LSD. They test for opiates. They test for benzodiazepines. And there's varying degrees of them. There's very short drug screen panels, and then there's longer ones. But those are basically the basics. Speed, marijuana, hallucinogens, narcotics, benzodiazepines. All right? So a prescription then would be, so if you tested positive for amphetamine, Okay, you know, they could assume cocaine, although they could actually look at different metabolites in the drug testing. But if you're positive for amphetamines and you have a prescription for a diet pill, then that could be what they're talking about. Okay, well, if you're taking a diet pill, then you may have amphetamine. Or some of you are on amphetamine salts for your attention deficit disorder. A prescription for that could possibly line up with that. Medical marijuana, obviously a prescription. Benzodiazepine would be your Xanax, your Valium, your Klonopin, your Ativan, any of those. Lorazepam, brand name, or a generic name. And then narcotics, so opiates. So your opiates could be positive based on Norco, Lortab, you know, Vicodin, etc. So, but you see, the big problem that a lot of you have is, okay, you'll take the test because it's random. So you'll get the drug test, and you're like, oh, no, I better go the doctor and get a prescription. Well, the doctor's not going to predate or post-date or anything like that. They're going to date it that day. So keep in mind, you're bringing in a brand new prescription. They could look and, you know, they could look at your drug test and tell, excuse me, if it's something you had a while back. I apologize. Sorry. I'm having some reflux. Hell, I'm very glad that antacids aren't on drug tests, because then I would have passed with an antacid. So, that, you know, that's it. Many of you, you're concerned about, you know, failing a test. Talk to your doctor. Any medication that you get, okay? Ask your doctor if you are okay to drive or okay to work on something like that. You know, many of you go, you know what? I want to get some Xanax. My neighbors are on Xanax. My coworkers are on Xanax. I'll take that. And when I go, but it's a controlled substance, it'll show up in a drug test. Some of them are like, oh, wait a second, I didn't know that. So many people don't know. So ask your doctor, because if you're worried about passing a drug test or you're trying to get a new job, et cetera, these are things that could hurt you. Now, you know, things have changed where if you fail a drug test, you don't automatically get passed over for the job. You know, luckily, many human resources will take the time and ask, you know, especially now with marijuana becoming legalized and more people taking it medicinally. But, I mean, if you're going for a position that is really well sought after and you are one in a thousand, you know, having a clean drug test would probably put you in a better, you know, position for the job. So going back, and there's been a lot of discussion on drug testing nurses and doctors. I mean, for me to get my medical license and for me to get trained, I remember having drug tests. I don't know where in my training I had to do it, but I remember a bunch of us at the hospital, we had to get drug tested, so we did. And we all passed a drug test, and it was great, and we were all happy about it. But that was about the only time I got tested. Now, true, I don't actively have credentials at the hospitals currently because I don't see patients at the hospital anymore. I just see patients in my private clinic. I do radio, TV and stuff. So I'm not in the hospital. So I I'm not there. So I don't know if they routinely do that. I think it's very, specific between hospitals and certain medical facilities. But, random screenings could unfortunately This is a topic that I think a lot of people don't want to talk about that is going to be talked about. The next time we have a case like this where, you know, a nurse or a doctor is inebriated or intoxicated, but then God forbid something happens to the patient, there is going to be immediate demand that doctors and nurses are drug tested. The problem is what privacy do doctors and nurses get? Okay, I mean, if they are being drug tested to see if they are, or, you know, breathalyzed or whatever, I have no problem whatsoever making sure that as soon as you are about to operate, you are of sound mind. But what about the sleep deprivation? What about, well, you know, they've been taking this medication because they've been dealing with something and they don't want other people to know about it. You know, we doctors know very well that our medical records are not private. And so what if somebody is taking a diet pill and he doesn't want people to know about that? And so he's taking that to try to lose some weight. And now all of a sudden, human resources like, well, you tested positive for amphetamine. Like, yeah, well, I'm taking a diet supplement. I'm taking a diet aid. I'm trying to lose weight. And then they go, well, we have to decide if we're going to let you operate. So some of you will say, you know what, forget it. If you're going to be a medical provider, no controlled substances at all. All right. Well, let's look at that argument. If you're a doctor or a nurse and you are scrubbing in on somebody who's about to have surgery, you should have no controlled substances in your system whatsoever. I think we all would agree with that, right? Okay? But what if you have somebody who's doing 36-hour shifts? Okay? He is your trauma. I mean, I think they got rid of the 36-hour shifts. I'm hoping they did. But some of us, you know, we're up delivering babies. We're up, you know, on call. All right. So let's say you have somebody who has had a week like that. They get to go home at 2 in the afternoon. And this is the day before your surgery. And they can't fall asleep. They've been drinking coffee to keep themselves up because of patients. Now they have surgery the next day. It's 2 in the afternoon. The family says, look, you go to sleep. We will use the blackout curtains. We will not disturb you till the next morning. And they can't go to sleep yet. So they take something to help them sleep. So they go to sleep so they're refreshed for the next day. And what they took is a Xanax. Are they going to be then held responsible and liable because they had Xanax in their system from the day before they operated? Now, they may operate fine because that's exactly what they needed to fall asleep. They didn't feel inebriated. They didn't feel intoxicated. Boom. They were refreshed. Okay? Would they get fired? What about the guy that doesn't want to take the Xanax or doesn't want to take the sleeping aid? He's like, I don't want to take anything. Okay, well, you know, Bob, you got to fall asleep. I mean, you've been up all week on call. You got surgery tomorrow. He's like, I don't know. I just don't want to take anything. I don't want to take anything. So he doesn't sleep well. Now he is rolling in the next day to do your surgery. So, all right, somebody could argue, well, then, Dahlia, anybody who feels like they didn't get enough sleep should not operate. If you don't feel like you're well-rested, you have no business operating. Well, then, just expect every single hospital and every single medical clinic to close down. And I'm not joking. This is no joking matter. Most doctors are sleep-deprived, and nurses as well. One of you had been complaining that your doctor doesn't do call, that you're having a hard time finding a doctor who will take your calls in the middle of the night. You want a doctor that you could call in the middle of the night. Well, you can't have it both ways. You can't have a doctor refreshed and well-rested the next day when they're working on your kid or they're working on you, and you can't expect them to be up all night talking to you. I mean, we aren't superheroes. That's what people expect. Okay, so I'm dealing with this cold, and I'm fine with it, you know, but I know who made me sick. Right? And it was a bunch of you who just sat there and coughed on me. And, you know, I know I'm a doctor, and you guys think I'm immune, but I'm not. I'm a human being. I'm going to get sick also. So when you say you want to call me in the middle of the night, you want to cough all over me, you know, what do you expect? Okay? So where do we draw the line on doctors and nurses coming to work? Is it if they didn't get a good night's sleep? If they had to take an allergy medication? You know, if you take Benadryl, and for some people, if they take Zyrtec, they get tired. If they have constipation, I can't concentrate when I'm constipated. If they have attention deficit and they need to take attention deficit medication. If they're going through menopause and they're having hot flashes. I mean, where do you cut this off? Where do you say a doctor or a nurse is not fit to practice? Once they go there, you'll have nobody available. See? So, I'm not saying people that don't take controlled substances are walking around, you know, sleep deprived, but if you are going to start making rules and regulations on how to assess somebody's adequacy for duty, then you need to look at everything. And I am really nervous about people and them being sleep deprived. That, to me, I've seen more people impaired sleep deprived than, you know, having, you know, smoked a joint. So it's too impossible to rate. It's too impossible to quantitate and quantify. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the surgeons have performed the first U.S. uterus transplant. Cleveland Clinic surgeons this week performed the nation's first uterus transplant, an experimental procedure offering women without a womb the possibility to have a womb. I'm celebrating my firstborn's birthday. I wish any woman who wants to have a child has the means and the ability to have one. it's the greatest experience ever, despite the episiotomy and the contractions and the bloating and the booby drooping and the, you know, smart mouthing and the expense and all the other stuff that comes with it. I'm so blessed to have my babies, both of them. So all the power to these guys for being able to do this. The transplanted uterus came from a deceased donor, and the 26-year-old recipient was in stable condition following the 9-hour procedure, according to her doctors. The Cleveland Clinic began screening candidates for uterus transplants late last year, according to a hospital news release. Women who might be candidates for such a transplant have ovaries, but were either born without a uterus, have lost it, or have suffered irreversible uterine damage. The condition called uterine factor infertility affects 3% to 5% of women worldwide. This is a very frustrating part of infertility for women, because you could be infertile for a variety of reasons. Some don't have a vagina, some don't have a uterus, some don't have ovaries, some have ovaries that don't work, some have ovaries but they don't have patent tubes for the egg and the sperm to meet and fertilize. Some women don't have proper hormonal access and hormonal production. Some women can get pregnant, but they don't know how to hold on to the baby. They don't produce enough hormones for that. Some women, when you look at all the other varying factors of infertility, a very frustrating factor for women is they got all the, you know, they got everything they need to make this work. You got all the ingredients. You have the recipe. Okay? You are ready to go. You have the willingness, but you just don't have the oven. You just don't have the womb to allow everything to work. Now, it's not as simple as just putting a womb in there, just putting a uterus in there. This uterus has to be able to respond to hormonal influence, so it's still very tricky. They say the condition affects 3 to 5% of women worldwide. Said the procedure is obviously groundbreaking. The procedure has not only been technically successful, but has also enabled women to complete successful pregnancies. This is real progress and great news for women with no uterus who desire to carry their own children. Now, Sweden had reported the first successful birth via womb transplant back in 2014. As of last September, 9 transplants had been performed in that country, resulting in 5 pregnancies and 4 births. In Sweden, however, live donors were used. All right, so they didn't use cadaver. They used a live uterus. The current patient has not been identified. She must wait a year before attempting pregnancy. Obviously, you want it to heal. You want to make sure that, you know, the hormones can, you know, be received. And, you know, they say it gives doctors enough time to adjust medication to prevent organ rejection. Previously, doctors removed her eggs, fertilizing them with their husband's sperm and froze them for future use. Then what they would probably do is in vitro fertilization. All right. They have mom, dad, everything they want, put it in there and see that it'll work. Unlike many organ transplants, they say this is not considered life-saving, but this is life-enhancing. And I think it's just as important as anything else. So I'm really excited about that. Keep in mind, they may not be permanent, okay? After 1 or 2 babies are born, anti-rejection drugs taken by the mother can be discontinued. They could then remove the womb or allow it to disintegrate. I would just say, go ahead and remove it. I wouldn't want my body fighting something foreign that's not there. So, you know, this is very interesting. We are now looking at temporary procedures to temporarily have something done, to have temporarily something implanted. You are, because being on anti-rejection medications, puts you at risk for a lot of things. You know, if there's steroids, you know, you could have vitamin deficiency, you could, you know, develop diabetes, renal disease, kidney disease. I mean, you know, when your body is something foreign, you don't want it in your body that long. So if somebody's like, I just want to carry a baby to term, I just want to have my baby and deliver it and have my maternal influence on it, it could be temporary. They could put it in and then hopefully take it out. So this is very, very exciting stuff. I feel bad for the women who go through it and they aren't able to carry a successful pregnancy. But all the power to these guys. This is very, very exciting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, Zika. They are saying Zika is going to be bigger than we know it, and to not let our guard down. The extent of how much Zika will spread in the U.S. is still unknown. All right. Remember, they are looking at Zika like we have other mosquito-borne illnesses. Okay. We are looking at it as it's going to like the Amazon rainforest. It's going to like the more moist, humid areas. So, you know, probably most of the United States is going to be okay. I caution you all and say, hold on, hold the phone. Okay. Because if these 80s mosquitoes that they say are pretty resilient, whether they were the GMO mosquitoes or not, we're dealing with a mosquito that seems to be unpredictable, okay, and not following the same course that other mosquitoes have. They may be very difficult to treat, stop, etc. They say the first local transmission of the Zika virus from mosquitoes in the continental United States could appear in the coming months as the weather starts to warm up. When the weather warms up, this is when these, and they're like black and white striped, by the way. If you ever looked at the little Zika, the 80s mosquito, it's, yeah. And even though Latin America, Brazil, Caribbean have been seeing cases of Zika, be prepared that we will see more in the U.S. There's a lot of things that could alter this. A bunch of people going to Brazil, let's say, for the Olympics, and then coming back, having it in the blood, and then passing it sexually or passing it by a mosquito biting them and transmitting it to somebody else. We need to use a lot of caution, and I'm still questioning whether it's a good idea for all of us to go down to Brazil to see the Olympics and to compete. I know that's a big deal to move the Olympics, so I don't see that happening because Rio has been preparing for it. And then you have people going, Dahlia, look, you know, look what the media is doing. You know, the media is going to scare everybody into moving the Olympics when Zika's not much of a threat. Well, we're being told, no, it's a huge threat. They're even saying Zika's effect on the fetus may be deadlier than thought. It may not just be microcephaly, which is huge, by the way, but they say a stillborn baby of a 20-year-old Brazilian woman infected with Zika had almost no brain tissue. So not only are we looking at microcephaly, a small cranium a small cranium with very poor brain development, we're looking at hydranencephaly, where hardly any brain tissue at all. Now, again, we don't know at what point in the pregnancy does the Zika virus cause the most harm. First trimester, second trimester, third trimester. So, you know, we have no vaccine, we have no medication. So now we're looking at babies with underdeveloped brains. We're having some babies being stillborn, obviously, because of the brain damage. They say fluid buildup causing swelling and damage to the brain, called hydrops fatalis, could also be another condition that Zika causes. So this is some serious stuff. And, I mean, we're talking about thousands of people already affected with Zika. We have three pregnant women in Florida, we were told yesterday, that are affected. It's something that... when you're not pregnant, you're thinking, okay, that's just pregnant women. You don't understand. It affects all of us. We cannot have a generation. We cannot be looking at a generation of kids not being born or having birth defects. So, again, I don't know why now. They're blaming it on climate change. Some are blaming it on the GMO mosquitoes being released. I don't know why now this is happening. Zika's been around for a while, but it is a pandemic. So keep your eyes and ears open. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Slowly getting my voice back. I am loving it. I really miss my voice because it's so delicate and pretty. You know, and because I love singing Elvis, right? I just love Elvis. Hold me close, hold me tight. I guess not. You know what? No, I'm not ready to sing. Hey, you know, I tried. All right. Speaking of Elvis Presley, You guys remember Dr. Nick? George Nikolopoulos. He was accused, he was a doctor, of helping him cause Elvis's death by overprescribing him drugs. He has died at the age of 88. Dr. Nick was a graduate of Vanderbilt University. He began treating the king, Elvis, in 1967. He took on the job full-time in 1970. I don't know if to be Dr. Michael Fassbender's personal doctor. That's what I can do. There. And he treated him until the king's death in 1977. He was almost solely responsible for treating the singer. Following his death, there was a discovery of 14 separate drugs in Elvis's system. Dr. Nick was put on trial for overprescription. He was later acquitted. His license was eventually stripped from him in 1995 after another overprescribing scandal during which he admitted, quote-unquote, caring too much. He passed away yesterday in his home, or 2 days ago, in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, according to officials. I don't know how he came across being his doctor. Basically, the doctor himself, Dr. Nick, was born in Ridgeway, Pennsylvania, October 1927, to Greek immigrant parents. Nikolopoulos grew up in Anniston, Alabama, after his father moved there to open up a cafe. He served in the Army between 46 and 48, went to study at the University of the South, earned his medical license from Vanderbilt University in 1959. He was an esteemed Memphis physician. Let me see. He was introduced to Elvis. And let me see. He was just one doctor in a practice of six others. Elvis came to Dr. Nick in 1967 looking for treatment for insomnia, which was caused by his reliance on amphetamines, which are prescribed as an appetite suppressant at the time. People used diet pills back in the 60s, and then you couldn't sleep. Uppers and then needing downers. According to Dr. Nick, it soon became clear that the king was reliant on a cocktail of uppers and downers to get him through his grueling schedule. He would use amphetamines in the morning and tranquilizers at night to wind down. Speaking in 2002, Dr. Nick said he was always childlike with these things. I don't think he ever realized how harmful these things could be to him. If he got a sore throat and I gave him penicillin tablets, I gave him 20 saying, look, for a day. And then he would end up taking them quicker, like 8 to 12 a day rather than 4 a day, to get better faster. They said after several hectic years of flying out to treat Elvis on the road, and then he would do surgery in Memphis, he finally took a full-time job in 1970 so he wouldn't have to travel. And then he was everywhere Elvis needed him to be, his personal doctor. Kind of makes you think of Michael Jackson and why am I having a brain fart? I can't believe Conrad Murray. So, following the singer's death in 1977, which was officially called a heart attack, Dr. Nick was accused of contributing to it by administering a cocktail of drugs, and that these drugs interacted. And he said he was always trying to lower the doses of the drugs and trying to even give him placebos when Elvis demanded more. You know, that it's tough. You know, I have been offered positions and offered to treat, you know, people in Hollywood and stars, and being in Vegas, many come into town. And the number one request I'm getting are narcotics, to prescribe for narcotics. And I don't want to do it. And I know people think of me as the celebrity doctor, so I would be the easiest one to go to. And unfortunately, I've made many people mad, possibly hurt my own show business career by saying no. And it's because I do not want to be a Conrad Murray. I do not want to be a Dr. Nick. I'm a doctor to save people, to help people. Okay? I know there's lucrative jobs out there. And yes, it would be wonderful to have my own TV show and all that. But if I have to do something against my medical ethics to do it, I don't want to be there. And if, God forbid, one of my patients passed away because I didn't get them off their medicine or I gave them something that I didn't believe in, I just couldn't do it. Now, mind you, it's very easier said than done. When you're taking care of somebody who is looking at you and crying, all right, real tears in pain, you want to give them something for pain. When you see somebody withdrawing, I'm not a rehab specialist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I don't know how to help somebody who's in withdrawal. But when I have somebody come in severe pain and they need something, of course I'm going to give it to them. You're supposed to be merciful. So it's a very difficult position for any doctor to be in. And, but you know, you have a duty. You have a responsibility. And, you know, some people would rather have the fame. For me, I couldn't do it. And it's a shame because there were a lot of friendships I was hoping people would have because they like me, but they only wanted me for my prescription pad. You know, there was a time where people only wanted me for my body. Nah, not happening. I don't think that really ever happened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, super lice. Super lice outbreak hits 25 states, a strain of super lice. We talked about this last year. 25 states causing concern and frustration because these bugs are not being killed with most over-the-counter treatments. Known as the pyrethroids, they used to be 100% successful in 2000 against lice. Now, they only work in 25% of the cases. A new FDA-approved treatment called Airily, which was developed by Lice Clinics of America, has been found to be effective against the super lice, with treatments costing about $170. We use heated air. We dehydrate the lice and the eggs in a single treatment. It takes about an hour. We guarantee it, according to them. Some insurance companies will cover the treatment, others won't. Experts say the likely best medicine is just not to get the lice to begin with. So kids need to stop sharing hats, sharing hoodies, hairbrushes, contacting each other's hair, you know, braiding each other's hair, then touching their own. For those parents whose children do come home with lice, experts caution not to panic. Still do nitpicking, okay, where you go and you take out the nits. That's where it comes from, all right? But it takes a long time. Experts instruct parents to vacuum where hair has fallen. Don't vacuum the kid's head. Vacuum where hair has fallen, wash bedding in hot water. Throw stuffed animals and clothing in a hot dryer for 20 to 30 minutes. And I don't know if I have, let me see, which of the states, there's supposed to be a graphic. This is being reported by Fox 5. That's so frustrating. You got to know from school. And you get told, all right, there's lice. Now, I have boys, so luckily, worst case scenario, I could just shave their head. But and they don't have a lot of hair. But, you know, me, when I was going to school, and, you know, we would get lice warnings, my mom would be like, oh, Lord have mercy, because I have very thick, you know, kind of big hair. In pink, the high levels of resistance is the states in pink: California, Arizona, Washington, Texas, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Florida. West Virginia's okay for now. Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Maine right now are having some highly resistant lice. These bugs are smart, all right? Super bugs, super smart. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Sad, a newlywed bride in the UK died 2 months after complaining that she was having shoulder pain and she thought it was a pulled muscle. Doctors found out it had nothing to do with shoulder, you know, muscle injury, but it was a melanoma. She had a mole removed a few years prior that doctors traced the cancer to. She was only 29 years old. She was treated with dual therapy. Unfortunately, they couldn't get to it. What's scary about this is, if God forbid melanoma spreads, it doesn't feel like what melanoma you would think would feel like. It feels like a chronic ache. It feels like, my guess is it went to the bone. We'll talk more about this later. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Did you know that you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with a Sport Berkey filtration bottle? It's ideal for outdoor activities like sports, camping, and boating. The Sport Berkey bottle is small enough to store in a glove box, so it's the ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It is simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective, it can filter raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's proprietary filter removes this parasite
pesticides, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. It even reduces pharmaceuticals and heavy metals. This rugged, lightweight 22-ounce filter is small enough that you can take one with you wherever you go and store another in your car for emergencies. Get two Sport Berkey water filtration bottles for only $37 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order today and get half off. Toll free, 888-803-4438, and ask about this special offer.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.